Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Raven's Revenge, Book 6 of the Blackthorn Key series, by Kevin Sands, read by Ray Panthaki.
Tuesday, April 6th, 1666. Through me you pass into the city of woe. Through me you pass into eternal pain. Through me, among the people, lost forever. Chapter 1. I couldn't see. The hood that bound my head was canvas, so my only light was what filtered through the weave. I gasped, drawing what air I could through the fabric. It stank of dried blood and stale sweat. I wasn't the first prisoner to wear it. The cart thundered down the road, bumping on the cobblestones, the wood rattling my bones. I lay in the back, wrists and ankles clamped in chains that jingled with the wagon's rise and fall. My heart thudded, keeping time with each bang and shudder. This was the third time they'd moved me since I'd been captured. I didn't know where they were taking me, but then I didn't even know why I'd been arrested. It had happened yesterday. Late afternoon. At least I think it was yesterday. I'd lost track of time in the jails. I'd been at Blackthorn with Tom, searching for the few copies of my master's journals we hadn't yet been able to find. I needed to replenish some of the ingredients I kept in the apothecary sash I wore hidden around my waist. So I left Tom hunting through the books upstairs while I went down to the workshop to refill the vials. A commotion in the alley behind my shop drew me to the door. There was a small crowd two doors down, huddled around the crates behind Mr. Ralston's grocery. I'd made it halfway there when a voice cried out, "That's him! The boy! He did it!" Three men were on me in an instant. I recognized the constable, Mr. Pettyworth, but the other two were strangers. They grabbed my arms and lifted me bodily from the ground. "Hey!" I'd cried, trying to pull away. "What are you?" Someone cracked me on the head before I could finish. Dazed, I was carried into the streets, brought to our parish's jail, and tossed in a cell. I huddled against the back wall, confused and scared, for only a short time before two new men arrived and hauled me out. Again, I tried to ask what was happening. Again, I got a club to the head for my trouble. I'd obviously been accused of some crime, so I expected the men to cart me off to the courthouse. I almost welcomed it. At least someone there would...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?